Conference record has joined the conference.
Okay, well, welcome everyone. My name is Harold Ogle of the Java Community Process Program Management Office, and we're going to talk about how SpecLeads can leverage the JCP community. And to talk to us more about that, we have Martin Verberg, who is going to present us these slides. Thank you, Martin.
Oh, hi, everyone. I hope everyone can hear me okay. I'm actually dialing in from New Zealand, where I'm currently visiting friends and family. So I'm hoping the upgraded internet connection from this country is working. So this will be a fairly short presentation. Some of it will be not terribly new to some of you, but I'm hoping it gives some renewed ideas as to how you can utilize the JCP community and also the Java user group community to help out with your specification and hopefully take some of the heavy lifting off you and then reduce those stress levels. So for those of you who don't know me, I help run the London Java User Group. We have a seat on the JCP Executive Committee, and our particular focus in being part of this committee and part of the JCP is to try and encourage end-user and developer interest in Java specifications and to have involvement nice and early as opposed to at the very end when the specification's already been ratified. So, just some acronym soup, as you are all stick leads or part of the PMO, you'll be familiar with all of these. Yeah, as we all know, there is probably far too many of them, but perhaps that's unavoidable. So, the reason why we feel stick leads can take a fresh approach to leveraging community is partly because of JSR 348, which has really, I guess, sort of reinvigorated and reopened up the JCP itself and also how JSRs are run. Now that there is sort of a formal process in place to guide spec leads in terms of running JSRs, very much like an open source project, it means that the barriers to entry from the community, both technically and legally, have been quite heavily reduced. There's still some way to go. But it does mean now that spec leads can start leveraging, you know, hopefully quite large portions of the community to help them out. And, I'll go through a series of slides shortly into details of how exactly they can help out. I guess another thing that has happened probably in the last 6 months to a year, and again due to a lot of work from the PMO and others, that activities around the JCP and JSRs in general has definitely been distributed more across things like social media and amongst Java user groups and corporations. So there really is a much greater awareness of what's going on now in the community than there used to be for several years. So, the first key thing that any specification asks or any open source project asks is how do we get these volunteers? There is supposed to be, you know, between 9 and 10 million Java developers out there, not to mention a whole bunch of other domain experts in things like, for example, currency or dealing with virtual machine design and that sort of thing. And I think in the past that some JSRs have been a little bit guilty of the attitude that if they build it, people will come. This is certainly not the way that most successful open source projects actually work. They do indeed actually go out and actively try and pull in volunteers. So it's certainly very, very important that spec leads and the expert groups put a program in place, or not necessarily a program, but a plan in place to actually actively go out and seek these volunteers. They certainly are out there. There's absolutely millions of Java developers, and even through things like Java user groups, you can reach out to, you know, many hundreds of thousands of developers. So I've just listed three sort of areas where I feel volunteers can be gained from. I certainly believe that the EC members themselves can pass on details of a JSR throughout their organizations, which are often very large corporations and the like. I don't know how much of this has really gone on in the past, but I certainly feel that having had a look at the levels of contribution towards some specifications that this could be improved. So especially the likes of, well, obviously Oracle itself already contributes a lot of staff towards JSRs, but the IBMs, the Red Hats of the world, Twitter now, Azul, SAP, the list kind of goes on and on. So I would encourage spec leads to contact the PMO to get messages passed through the EC members and through other organizations that have joined the JCP. The other key one, of course, which I'll talk about in the last few slides of this presentation is the Java user groups. We have started to organize ourselves, especially a combination of John Yeary in the United States, Bruno and his fellow presidents in Brazil, and ourselves in London, that we are trying to organize the global Java user groups to help spec leads out and to try and provide a semi-organized pool of volunteers. So, once you've got volunteers, how do you keep them? Quite often I've found when I've talked to developers inside our Java user group that in the past they've gone to try and help out with their Java specification, and they've had a very short message sent to them on something like a mailing list saying, oh yes, if you could dive into this part of the referenced implementation and build it, that would be great. This is often far too big a step for a new volunteer. And that volunteer typically gets disheartened and disappears again. So a few key things are, which are listed on the slide, it has to be absolutely trivial to build reference implementations in TCKs. And I think a lot of specs are starting to get very good at doing this. But overall, an awareness of what level the volunteer is at and where that volunteer can best help out at. And that quite often includes non-technical tasks, so not actually providing code, as it were, is really, really important. And you can even use the first few volunteers that come in to then turn around and help manage the rest of the oncoming volunteers, because obviously as a spec lead or as an expert group member, the last thing you want to be doing is spending 90% of your time managing people. You probably have enough of that in your day job for many of you. Okay, so to try and get onto our practicalities, we came up with several lists of what we felt that volunteers could work on with regard to Java specifications, and I'm sure that you as spec leads have probably got a whole host more as well. So we kind of split them into three categories of starters, intermediate volunteers, and advanced volunteers. And there is an enormous amount of tasks that the starter volunteers in particular can get their teeth into, and especially take away a lot of the administration type headaches that a lot of spec leads do have. And as I mentioned before, if you have volunteers starting at the right level and building their experience up as they stay with the project over time, they will start to self-police the community, so you will get more useful conversations on mailing lists. They will start to train each other, so you don't have to. And generally speaking, you'll keep the volunteers as opposed to having them get disheartened and leave again. And I'll talk about a few other open source projects later on that does extremely well. So, a starter level volunteer. We believe that they can be encouraged immediately to test reference implementation builds. Assuming you've made it very trivial to build your reference implementation or that you provide regular binaries, it can often take a developer sitting at home no more than half an hour to just quickly run through it or to test out a particular part of an API that you're building. We've been doing this in the London Java User Group, for example, with the Lambdas feature that is coming into Java 8. And we've been able to feedback within a couple of hours a whole host of thoughts, ideas, and bug reports back to the OpenJDK test. So probably most importantly, it's good for to have as many day-to-day developers as possible use the APIs that you're building to try and find points that are particularly painful or clumsy to use. There have been specifications in the past that have been built in isolation, built by very smart people, but there's been a communication gap between those very smart people and the hordes of, you know, possibly up to 9 million developers that end up using the spec. Another important task volunteers can help out with is with your issue tracker. So under JSR 348, you are now required to hold, required to host, I should say, a public issue tracker. I think we all know, and for those who've been watching the discussion on the OpenJDK mailing list about this, that hosting an issue tracker and managing it and administrating it and triaging the bugs and feature requests can be an incredibly time-consuming task. And again, this is something that you can leverage your volunteer user base to do for you. Obviously, they sometimes will not have the expertise to completely accurately figure out whether an item is a bug or an impossible to implement feature request, but they can take away a good, you know, sort of 70-75% of the work, administration work for you. So that's two things. One is to test reference implementation builds. One is to help triage issues in the issue tracker. Two other things we had was a more generic giving feedback on design. So again, it can be useful, for example, to have your users look at sequence diagrams, look at class diagrams, look at interactions between interfaces in your API. If you can have these diagrams published and have many, many eyes on them, then again, they will be able to hopefully quickly identify areas where there are gaps or overlaps or perhaps methods which are named in a poor way or methods which are missing perhaps a useful parameter, that sort of thing. A fourth way that a starter volunteer can help out is to simply help with the mailing lists. If you have some volunteers which are effectively used as moderators, they can help the entire community steer conversations towards where conversations need to be steered to. I think a classic example of this, again, is the Lambdas or closures mailing list for the OpenJDK. Initially, a lot of people were posting on that list about syntactic sugar, basically complaints, or why aren't we using this particular type of symbol. The spec lead there, after a while, managed to convince a few volunteers to help him guide the conversation more towards the semantics of what Lambdas were doing for Java 8, which was a far more in-depth and far more complicated problem that needed to be solved early. And those volunteers, in turn, guided other persons on that mailing list to think more about semantics and to teach them that we could think about syntax much later on in the piece because syntax is much easier to change. And the fifth thing that volunteers can do, and this one possibly can be the most important, is to help to simply evangelize the JSR. As we all know, you can speak to a whole room full of day-to-day Java developers, and they've probably never even heard of what a JSR is or what the JCP is. This is slowly changing over time, but obviously it can only benefit your spec if over things like Twitter and Facebook or blogs are being written or people are speaking at conferences about your specification, that you're going to get a lot more eyes on it. You're going to get a lot more volunteers coming forward to work on it. And in the end, you're going to get just simply far more support for it as a specification. And of course, when it is actually released, it means that more people will use it, which I hope we all agree is the end goal for a spec. And last but not least, there is a whole host of sort of project administration and infrastructure that quite often, especially in the expert group, has to set up at the start of a project. Again, this is what can be handed out to volunteers to. So you can have them maintain your wiki, maintain your FAQ. They can help with ensuring that your site has good search engine optimization so people can easily find you. And they can, you know, help maintain all those things like the download section, things like source control and those sorts of things, which hopefully allows you and the expert group to focus on the actual specification itself. That's the sort of the six items we felt that volunteers can jump on immediately. The next level, which is what we've sort of classed as intermediate level, is that people who are sort of interested in the process and the administration thing side around JSRs can help ensure that the JSR meets all of the checkbox requirements, as it were, hopefully both in spirit as well as just ticking off a box for JSR 348. So that's the JCP 2.8 process. And this will ensure that your specification does not get held up at voting time or close to voting time. So there have already been a couple of specs which have had to frantically at the last second open up mailing lists and do all sorts of other administration work when they could have, you know, perhaps been warned earlier that they needed to do that. And again, a volunteer could have done that for them. Probably most importantly to a lot of the technologists who are running specifications is that you can have volunteers, of course, help build the implementation and help build the TCK. So a classic example of TCK being built is the JSR 310, which is the new date and time coming in for Java 8. The London Java community, as well as a few other volunteers, has helped build up to about 40% of the TCK now, I believe. It's all based around, you know, fairly ordinary Java unit testing using JUnit and very familiar technologies for day-to-day Java developers. And so it's certainly not beyond the realms to get volunteers to come in and help build the TCK. The reference implementation is likewise. I think there are always parts of any spec that does require true expertise to build it. But there certainly is a lot of assistance that can be given by day-to-day developers and volunteers with regards to the formal Java doc for specification, ensuring that all the very simple bugs that are typically found by static code analysis are fixed. So the sorts of things that throw out null pointer exceptions far too easily. And as they learn the code base and as they understand the specification more, they will be able to start taking on actual, you know, real feature implementations as well. Again, especially if the reference implementation is primarily a Java-based one, then you'll find there's plenty of volunteers who will be more than happy to work on that. Of course, at the advanced level, and this is the hope that as volunteers progress, working on your specification, that one or two of them can, of course, join the expert group itself and be instrumental in helping you push the standard forward. There is, of course, a potential downside to having lots and lots of volunteers come and join your project. Often volunteers come along with an incredible amount of enthusiasm, but a very wide skill set and a very wide idea of what the focus needs to be. hopefully by showing you some of the staff levels, especially that volunteers can get involved in, even if you do have volunteers who don't quite have the technical skill set to work on the code base itself, or even completely non-technical volunteers who are simply, you know, more interested in helping around the administration side of things, that there are plenty of tasks they can take on board which help free you up to focus on actually designing and implementing the spec itself. It will certainly help if you coordinate your efforts and your volunteer pool with your expert group and also with other JSRs that might be closely related to yours. I think this is especially true around the Java EE space, where a lot of specs do need to ensure that the APIs are a nice fit with each other. This is perhaps yet again another volunteer area where volunteers can help keep an eye on the line between different standards under the larger umbrella and ensure that they stay nicely in line with each other. Okay, so some examples of where we've seen some amazing success with volunteer run communities and volunteer run specifications is the areas if people are familiar with Ubuntu Linux. Mark Shuttlesworth was quoted at one point saying that he no longer had to put in resources from his own Canonical to run Ubuntu.org and all of the wikis, mailing lists, forums, issue trackers, and everything else that went on there. Simply because the volunteer base had come in at that starter level, and because they had been treated in a very, very friendly manner and been given useful tasks to do up front, they simply grew into a workforce that could look after themselves, train themselves, and police themselves, and that freed up the Canonical staff to actually focus on building the newer and better versions of Ubuntu. Stack Overflow or Stack Exchange is another great example of successful community-led or community-led projects or projects that have a large amount of volunteers. OpenOffice, JBoss, Jenkins, again, are more examples. So these are the sorts of successes you can have if you utilize the volunteers nice and early. I've provided a link on the slides, which is a piece by Carl Fogel, who wrote on how to run a successful open source project, and a lot of the detail he's got in there is probably very applicable to a Java standard as well. Are there any questions at this stage before I go into the adopted JSR program? No? Okay, so I'll carry on. So one major pool of resources we're trying to make available for spec leads is the Adopt JSR program. So this is a Java user group led initiative. So far we have about 7 or 8 Java user groups involved. It was launched about late October last year. In particular, we have quite a heavy amount of support from SoJava and other Brazilian Java user groups in Brazil. Obviously, the London Java user group in Europe, and several of the Java user groups in the US. And again, the point is there is partly to help the spec leads get a pool of resources that they can approach and hopefully get to work on a specification, but also to improve the specification by having day-to-day developers see it perhaps a year or years in advance of it going gold. So there's just a couple of slides on why the Java user groups are getting involved. It's not really for any commercial reasons or anything like that. Sometimes it is purely a selfish need for an individual Java user group member who wants to become an expert in a particular area or who would like to put something on their CV saying that they worked on a Java standard of some sort themselves. some members will be motivated because they want to be working with a clean standard and a clean API going forward, and they don't want to repeat some of the mistakes of the past. So there's all sorts of reasons as to why they might join. Obviously, hopefully this helps the standards themselves, and all the previous slides I talked through with the starter, intermediate, and advanced levels sort of shows the slightly more practical ways that members can get involved to help the standards out. But I think, if nothing else, even just the general buzz that can be raised around the standard to make the wider developer community aware that a standard is being built, such as a JSON API for Java EE, or even a new small feature for Java itself, is worth its weight in gold. So I've just got a listing of a bunch of Java user groups that are already involved in this program, who are actively working on JSRs right now. You can go to adoptajsr.org to get the up-to-date details of this. That will actually, for the minute, just forward you to a java.net wiki site that we have set up, of which there is a section which is aimed specifically at spec leads to tell them how they can contact the global Java user group mailing list, where they can seek out volunteers and things for assistance. So, some real difference that has actually been able to make with these pools of volunteers. I mentioned JSR 310 before. The spec lead and the expert group that did not have the capacity to build the TCK in the time frame that would have been needed for Java 8. So we had about, I think, between 3 and 5 volunteers from the London Java community and a couple outside work on the TCK steadily for 2 or 3 months. And that will ensure that it is definitely completed by the time Java 8 is ratified as a standard. The Houston Java user group is starting to look at all the various non-standard implementations of data grids in Java, and are helping that particular JSR identify common areas that can be turned into a standard, and are figuring out where the line can be drawn so that there is a standard that developers can rely on without stifling competition going forward for the vendors. So in order for a spec lead to join this program, as it were, or to leverage this program, again, you can simply go to adoptjsr.org, which will forward you to our wiki site, which has got all of the details. And there is a section there which provides a whole bunch of contact information on how you can get hold of us. But again, the adoptjsr program is simply one part of the wider Java community and the wider JSP community that you can approach to get volunteers. So I certainly encourage that you do contact the PMO as well, and they can certainly put you in touch with a wide base of potential volunteers and potential help for your specification. And last slide, just got my contact details if you have any direct questions. And that is about it. So thanks very much for listening. And I hope it was of some use to you.
Thank you, Martin. Do we have any questions on either of these presentations? I guess it's one presentation.
Yeah. If you have any questions now, or if you need to, or if you want to have a think, and if you've got any other questions for me, then you can just drop me a note on Twitter, or my email address isn't too hard to find either. Or you can always contact the PMO office, and they can get they can probably answer quite a number of questions for you as well.
So I just would like to do one quick comment. This is Bruno Silva from